fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Absolutely not.
You asked for a sub, we delivered.
This is Hellfire Club, not babysitting club.
I'm 11, you long-haired freak.
My, my. The child speaks. So, what's your name, child?
Erica Sinclair.
So this is Sinclair's infamous sister.
He's sharp.
What's your class and level? Level one dwarf?
My name is Lady Applejack, and I'm a chaotic, good half-elf rogue level 14. And I will sneak behind any monster you throw my way and stab them in the back with my poison-soaked kukri. And I'll smile as I watch them die a slow, agonizing death. So, we gonna do this? Or we gonna keep chit-chatting like this is your mommy's book club?
Welcome to Hellfire.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things. Together forever, we're loving stranger things. It's stranger things forever. Rewatching season four from the start to the finish. It's stranger things forever. Every podcast we do, we'll cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome to another episode of Stranger Things Forever. Today I am trying something completely different when recording. I'm recording everything through my camera, the audio and the video as usual. I have this little GoPro camera mounted to the top of my monitor. I have a light in my face. I have a green screen behind me. It's all I'm trying to see if I can make this work, see if I can make this, if I could turn this audio into something that works as a podcast and also as a video. I'm excited to get back into the Hellfire Club. We are getting closer to the end, closer to the big finale. In fact, I think the last episode is going to be a little longer than the 10 minutes because I have checked the rules and I have allowed myself for a little overtime for those final minutes of the Hellfire Club. But that's for part 7. We're still in part 6 here. We're picking up exactly where the last episode left off, between minutes 50 and 60, where Eddie, remember, was charging Chrissy for marijuana drugs. It turns out she is, remember he was giving a discount. She said, you're basically robbing me. He charges her $15, which I have no idea if that was a good price in 1986. I have no idea if that was a good price in 2024. I have no idea. But what I do know is that Chrissy's actually looking for something maybe a little stronger. We jump over to California, and Jane got an F on a test, and the teacher's like, see me after break. And I thought, well, that's better than see me after class, because think about it. See me after class, let's say you get reprimanded, you have to go home and tell your mom or your Joyce, and your break is ruined, and your boyfriend's coming, and it would just be horrible. But the teacher says, see me after break, You can just ignore it all break and just worry about that when it happens. That's how I would have looked at it in high school. Now, you could also look at it like, oh God, all break is ruined because when I go back, I'm going to be in trouble with the teacher. But something tells me 11 will have something else to distract her, to not worrying about going back to school after break. As she heads outside, we find out what we were pretty sure about is confirmed, is that Angela, excuse my French, Angela is a bitch. She makes fun of Jane, knocks over her project. The bullies ruin it. One of the other kids steps on it. It is horrible. Now, Will witnesses some of this. He feels bad for 11, of course. But what happens next, I feel bad for 11, but I also feel she lucked out. She goes, Angela, boom, tries to get her with her powers. And her powers aren't working right now. So it ends up looking silly. So everyone's like, what the hell is going on there? Which, even if you're not a bully in high school and you see a kid do that, that is probably the right reaction. But I think 11 is better off this way, because what if her powers did work? What if she threw Angela back 50 feet or even worse, broke her arm or something like she did to that jerk back in Stranger Things 1? You know, that would have really thrown things for a loop. Luckily, that didn't happen. So it was uncomfortable. You felt bad for her, but in the long run, you know, it could have been worse. And that's the only time we see 11 and Will in this 10 minutes. We jump over to Joy, still in California. She has the rope pulled back on the tree. She has a paint can ready to go. It all seems a little too involved and a little too complicated, but it makes sense because Murray is afraid there's something explosive in this doll. And he wants Joyce to smash it, but he wants her to be safe enough away. So she's got the safety goggles on. Mr. Wizard would be proud. She's got the kitchen gloves on. She looks a little weird to the neighbors, but it works. It works because she lets go of the rope. Murray's nervous what's going on. He doesn't hear from Joyce right away. But there's no explosion, except for the bombshell of what is inside the doll. It's a note. It's a letter that says Hop is alive. Now, we all knew this based on the trailer, and of course we all know this now, but imagine Joyce seeing this. It must be amazing. It must be an amazing feeling, amazing emotions, all just rushing through. The first thing she sees is Hop is alive. And I love these old ransom letters where you take pieces of magazine paper and you cut them out. And you glue them to make words so that you can't have handwriting analysis. And it reminded me that my wife once did this. Now, are you familiar with the movie Caddyshack? It's a classic. And they made a much maligned, much lower quality sequel known as Caddyshack 2. And when we started dating, my wife let it out that she thought Caddyshack 2 was better. And I think my brother gave her some guff, gave her some trouble. My wife did the whole thing, cut out a magazine letters. We're probably like 18 at this point. She is. I'm 17. You know, makes a whole note, sends it to my brother in the mail. Caddyshack 2 is better than Caddyshack 1. I'm not even sure I prompted her to do it. Maybe I did tell her to do it, but I thought that was hilarious. And I said, I'm going to marry this girl. And it's just also blatantly wrong. Sorry, honey. Caddyshack 1, there's no comparison to Caddyshack 2. It's not even close. But I love you still. So that's not a deal breaker. So we'll go back to Hawkins. It's basketball time. Lucas is warming up with the team. And Nancy's there covering it for the school paper with her photographer and old Freddy boy. Steve is there with some blonde chick. I think, was it Brenda or something like that? Just the latest girl in the long lines of non-Nancys. You know, he's just trying to fill the void with whatever girl will go out with him. She makes a joke. Isn't it something that they're going to play for the championship the year that you're not here? And Steve's like, oh, yeah, that's really great. It's like, Yeah, rub it in, the fact that I leave the basketball team and all of a sudden now they're going for the championship. So when Steve heads up into the stands, we also see that Robin's there in the band. And there's a big announcement. Tammy Thompson, all the way from Nashville, is there to sing the national anthem. And guess what? She sucks. She sounds like a Muppet. Robin and Steve have this nice little exchange. They laugh about it a little bit. And there's another girl in the band that Robin jokes with. And Robin almost lets out of the bag that she had a crush on Tammy at one time. And the girl's like, what? And she didn't quite understand. But I think Robin also has eyes for this girl. So, but like she said in the past, if I say the wrong thing to the wrong person, all of a sudden I'm the pariah of this team. Meanwhile, Lucas, he's excited for the game, but he looks over, glances over, and checks, and he sees that his friends are just not there. And why aren't they there? Because of Hellfire, baby. See, Mike and Dustin, they were busy recruiting. We last saw them run off to the junior high to recruit. And who do they recruit? Of course, the legend, Erica herself, draped with an American flag. She is joining Hellfire. She is joining the team. But it's kind of crazy, I thought, that Erica would be doing this instead of having to go to the basketball game. You'd think her parents would have made her go, but I guess not. And instead of going to that, she's given a hard time by Eddie for joining Hellfire. He gives her, but she gives it right back to him in spades. That shows, number one, she's not going to be pushed around. No chance. And number two, she knows her way around a Dungeons & Dragons campaign. Eddie's impressed by her, and he welcomes her to Hellfire. Meanwhile, the basketball game has tipped off, and Douchey Jason hits a shot. He's good at basketball, but he points at his girl. He's like, hey, Chrissy. And I was like, I like seeing Chrissy. She's there smiling, but of course, we just saw her also buying drugs, and we know something's going on with her. But she seems to be like smiling, like, thanks, Jason. Again, I believe this is a girl who's just trying to keep up appearances, trying to be the most perfect girl. And Fred, do we even know his name is Fred yet? He says to Nancy, maybe my headline will be the one we're going with after all. Now, while that's going on, Eddie is beginning his campaign in Dungeons & Dragons. And he starts talking about the hooded cultists. And what are they chanting? Hail, Lord Vecna. Hail, Lord Vecna. Hail, Lord Vecna. He says, we recognize most of them, but not one of them. His skin is dissected and shriveled. He's missing his left arm and his left eye. And all the people are freaking out. They're like, no, no, no. They thought Vecna was dead. They said he has to be dead, obviously from a previous campaign. The party freaks out. But as Eddie says, Vecna lives.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, then we get the great classic rock song, Detroit Rock City, from the band Kiss. Kiss is a band that I feel like I started loving at about sixth grade when I was growing up. By the time I was a big fan of theirs, they already took the makeup off. Then they put it back on for another almost 30 years. And I saw them when they first put the makeup back on in 1996, I went with my brother and another friend of his to see them in Boston. And I remember them playing this song. It was like the full set list. Then they left the stage. Then they opened up their encore with Detroit Rock City. It is a classic. I've always loved this song. And I love that it's being played, in in Stranger Things. Again, this song is from the 70s, but it still fits. And we've talked about before, the time period for the music doesn't always have to be period appropriate. And the fact that this song came before, kids are still listening to Kiss in 1986. They're just like, oh, now they don't have makeup on. Where back then they had the crazy, crazy makeup on. So the basketball game's getting rough. And while that's going on over at the campaign, Eddie's saying, you're scared, you're tired, you're injured. Do you flee? Oh, that's it. That is time. Yeah. We've gone to 60 minutes. Can you believe it? Can you believe we're already at episode 6 of the Hellfire Club? The episode 6 of Stranger Things Forever. I hope this one comes out okay. This is a little different. Again, I recorded it through my camera completely. I'm going to take the audio and try to make a nice quality version of the podcast for you guys, the Stranger Friends. But I wanted to try shooting a video one more time, putting it on the YouTube channel. You can find us at YouTube, Fans Not Experts. Obviously, if you're watching this, you already know that. The Facebook page is also Fans Not Experts. I don't do a lot there, but if you're on Facebook, I'd appreciate a follow. Of course, the website where all my podcasts are fans.experts.com, but you can get to Stranger Danger specifically by going to strangerdangerpodcast.com. You can follow me on all the socials at Geek Mentality. That's Instagram, Twitter, Blue Sky, Mastodon.social, and Threads. Yeah, that one too. And of course, Stranger D Pod on Twitter, Stranger Danger Pod on TikTok and Instagram, I think. I don't do a lot on Instagram. I should, but I don't. But I do on Geek Mentality. So if you follow me at Geek Mentality on Instagram, you'll see things from me there. So it is Sunday night when I'm recording this. Hopefully I get this out to you in the next day. If not, if I don't get it out to you tonight, maybe you get it tonight. And we'll be finishing up Hellfire Club this week as well. And then we're on to episode 2 of Stranger Things 4. We still have a long road ahead of us, but I hope that you stick around. And I appreciate everyone who's been downloading and listening to the show or finding it on the YouTube channel. That's it. I'm done. Thank you guys so much for listening, for watching, for subscribing, for following. I need you guys to stay stranger, my friends. And remember, we are the ones who keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans Not Experts.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.